Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 29th of June. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we report on the new Corporate Insolvency and Governance Act. This introduces new mechanisms to assist struggling corporates and received royal assent at the end of last week. Important changes were made in the final few days to deal with concerns about the potential impact of some of the new measures on any associated DB pension schemes. What's new this week has a link to our briefing on two of the key areas. We also have an update on progress with the Pension Schemes Bill. Both of these pieces of legislation will be covered in our Pensions Academy online. Do register for that using the link in What's New This Week if you haven't yet done so. We have an important note for trustees of schemes in which self-select funds have been suspended due to the pandemic, leading to the creation of a new default arrangement. Following correspondence with the regulator, we can confirm that trustees should be cautious about simply reversing the redirection of contributions once the fund suspension ends. More details are in the full version of What's New This Week. In other news, we have updates on a new call for evidence on the default fund charge cap and on disclosure of transaction costs, case updates in relation to an RPI indexation amendment and a ruling on the PPF compensation cap, and other updates from the regulator and from HMRC. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.